We had a. Did you have dropouts in robot voice?
Yeah, I know robot voice dropouts aplenty, but I marked them all.
We're still getting the dropouts.
It got better for a little while there, and then it got worse again.
Crud. Do you want my side?
No, we've got it all. I marked every one of them, and they're super easy to fix.
All right. Oh, good. Okay. Look at that. Look at that in the dingus there.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. This already looks so old. I can't believe this. I can't believe it. I think I'm used to Yosemite. Oh, no. The screen grab that I took from Mountain Lion or whatever.
Harry Potter trailing integer trick.
This is what I just described. Look at the brilliance of the system.
I mean, it makes sense.
Do you get the numeral? The numeral's always the same. The last numeral's always the same.
Was that coincidence?
I don't know. It's just I'm smart. Why are you not telling me I'm smart?
No, you're very smart to have come up with this.
1696, Half-Blood Prince.
But what I'm asking is, did she plan it this way, or is it simply she just happened to come out with the first one?
It's a happy accident. Yeah, I'll bet. So Harry Potter was born in 1980.
What screenshot is that from?
Exactly. It's marked. I guess. Yeah, it's marked. Because that's on the Mac.
The little... buttons, the window buttons are.
This looks ancient, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It already looks ancient. Yeah. Oh, man. I didn't think it would happen. Okay. Let's go to, thank you, everybody. Let's go to titles. Let's go to showbot.5by5.tv. I like 100 Year Problem.
I like that too.
Magneto's. We got a bunch here. That's good. We got 53. Bitches back. A book in my bathroom, like a princess, a lot of earths.
Magneto Big Town.
Magneto Big Town's pretty good. Pretty good. I like 100 Year Problem because it was something we said, yes. And it relates to the topic. Going back to later, I don't know what that means. You haven't poisoned anybody. Got one you like? Pants in the Morning?
I will vote for 100 Year Problem.
Is that okay? Can I hyphenate it? 100-year?
Yes, definitely. I think we should respect the audience listeners, though, and just compare it to WWDC Turd Run, which is in first place.
Yeah.
We should at least acknowledge that.
Kind of, yeah. That's very funny, you guys, about how people poop on the streets.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
Do you feel like Portland is on the same path that San Francisco was on? They're just 10 years behind, or?
No, because I've never played Sims, but I have played Whack-A-Mole. And it's somewhere in between Sims and Whack-A-Mole, just in the sense of, like, you know, there's. When people say whack-a-mole, they're obviously referring to the Chuck E. Cheese-ish game where the mole pops up and you hit it and it pops up somewhere else. Like, I think that is, as dumb as that analogy is, I think it is an excellent way to think about a lot of problems in life, which is just because you got rid of this, you may have solved this problem here, but then gone and created these problems over there. That it's in life, it's you rarely solve a problem by doing, there's rarely a one-to-one relationship between a solution and a problem. And it's why politics, one of the reasons politics is so vexing to me is that people tend to focus on one issue as though it were one problem that reflected changes amongst one group of people, which is not how the universe works. Anything that you change, you're not solving one problem for one person. You're moving a whole bunch of furniture around for a lot of people.
Right.
So it's just that I think it's more, the problem is bigger in San Francisco, and I imagine it's more gnarly here. There's more money here. And like, let's say the thing that's you know, not popular to say. In these times of becoming white people, and white men especially, becoming slightly more sensitive to the conditions of people who are not white men, we all act like we just realized this thing that's like this new problem. Well, the way that people who aren't white men have been treated is something that people who aren't white men have known about for a very long time. Mm-hmm. It's only now, like, we're the enlightened ones, right? Because now we've realized that. And let's say the truth. The truth is now this is becoming a San Francisco problem that more San Franciscans are aware of because it is finally affecting white people big time. You know, when it was a problem, you say, oh, eviction or, you know, these. And when I say eviction, that means, like, being able to get out of rent control by coming up with some cockamamie reason involving moving your family in. Like, this is the thing that there's something in California called the Ellis Act. Do you know about this? And the Ellis Act is if you have a house, or, you know, I think it has to be a rental place, like not a whole house. But I think, I'm not sure, but I think Ellis Act covers if you have like multi-unit housing, the only way you can evict somebody without cause is if you're moving your immediate family in to use it as their primary domicile.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, I'll just let you imagine how ridiculously that's been abused over the years. But, you know, rent control is pretty strong for a long time. I think it's 3% a year. But boy, you know, you have somebody in a place for, you know, 5, 10, 20 years at 3% a year. That is nothing compared to like the inflation in the last couple of years. So there are all kinds of people who are in good standing that are losing their house of all races and types and creeds. And it really is kind of like Deadwood at this point. Like anybody could be subject to anything at this point. So what are you going to do? You're going to fight like a landlord who like has all these lawyers and knows how to do all this stuff. Well, it doesn't matter. You still got 90 days to move out. Like, that's just the thing. No, it's horrifying. So, you know, you hear these clusters of stories from time to time, and when there's a big boom in an area, but like it's really happening here. And the idea that the people who made San Francisco interesting, the fucking weirdos,
yeah,
who've made San Francisco interesting, yeah, over the last 60 years, the people who've been in that house with their cats since the 50s, old couples, like anybody, whatever, just weird hippies that have had this place that are paying $800 a month rent. The fact that they're just going away without recourse is a very, very sad thing. And so when those people go away so that somebody can work at Uber, like that kind of makes a person sort of sad. Then there really isn't much recourse to it. I'm ranting. But it's, I don't know. It's sad and depressing. So yeah. Anyway, that's sad. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you can just go and, I mean, SF Gate, our local newspaper website, not a great site, but like they really make hay out of this, where you will find some of the most extreme examples of these kind of things that you could ever see. But you know, here's the thing: is like you move to an area because you got your reasons. Like maybe you like the cultural political climate, maybe you like the actual climate, maybe you like the neighborhoods, you like that it's walkable, you like all these things. But the reasons that make you want to come to a place like this. You know, the very idea of people who are longtime residents of the city not only being thrown out without cause, but being replaced by an Airbnb. Like, right, they're throwing out local residents in order to have out-of-town people be able to come on the sheets a couple times a month. Ugh. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's like that whole idea of turning your city into one giant, like, you know, Super 8 or whatever is really dispiriting. And the fact that nobody seems like they're in a position to do much about it is crazy frustrating. So I don't know. I think it'll be really interesting to see what happens in the next year, because it is coming to a head, and I'll be blunt. I think people with enough power to be scared, people who bought their overpriced house in 2008 and can still afford it.
Yeah.
Now they're in kind of a weird position though, because like they may be super rich, but they're not super, super, super rich. And guess what? The super, super, super rich people are coming to town, and they're going to have whatever it is they want. And that's horrifying. It's weird. And I'm a lucky person. Like, I've got a house and a job and stuff.
Yeah.
But it makes me sad that, you know, what makes this community interesting is people who stick around and have a tolerance for the place being weird in some ways. And that's just, it's going away. Enough said. 100-year problem.
100-year problem.
And then for shoe notes, we talked about expertise-related stuff. Okay, I'll do that. You already did the sponsor text.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Fantastic work.
Woohoo!
All right, so you don't need my side unless you say you need my side, right?
No, don't need it. No, we're good. Yeah, we're good.
All right. We're good.
We're good.
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 I've been watching Seinfeld again lately.
Oh,
nice.
That's
still pretty funny. Yeah.
Holds
also watched a show called... Did I mention the show I've been watching, Dan? Did I mention that too?
No.
I think I did. It's called Botched. My new hotel room show.
Yeah, Botched. Yeah. You mentioned that you were eating steak while watching it.
Wrong meal choice for Botched. Oh my gosh, you should watch that show. I bet your son would really like that show.
I'm not.
They mostly
not,
blur out the nipples and butts.
No. I can't. We can't. I'm not showing him that.
Oh, it's horrific.
I'm not you should showing watch him that.
What do you think of the 49ers' new uniforms? Did you see them?
The black?
Yeah.
I mean,
kind of awful.
I've heard a lot of negative comments. My feeling is that all of the other teams besides the Eagles should look as ridiculous and terrible as possible. So I'm all for them.
Wait, who were they playing last night? The Vikings? I tuned in just because everybody was
talking about the uniforms.
They look like kind of like a high school team.
Yeah, I hope they stick around.
The
team and the uniforms.
49ers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did I say Giants or did I say 49ers?
You said 49ers. The Giants game was the night before. That was the Dallas Giants game.
Okay, the Dallas Giants were playing the San Diego Reds.
Yes, the Dallas / Giants game.
The Utah Jazz.
Yes.
Really from the basin of where Jazz took off.
Right, that's what I... Yeah.
Then you got the Brooklyn Dodgerbockers. Okay. Great. Top 10. This one's a classic for the Hall of Classics. Over. You there?
Yes.
All right. This is just going to hell. Okay, buddy. Bye, Jack. Bye, Dan. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Merlin.
Metzbachers.